are you going to share on the podcast? And instantly I was like, no, I'm not sharing. It feels like something I want to keep private. And then I was making my coffee this morning and I thought, you know what? I talk about full transparency. Why would I not share, you know, this experience that I've been through that has really fundamentally shifted me? It feels like we're not connecting. And I'm not just talking about sex, but I mean like we're not connecting on that deep, intimate level that we used to. And I was like, what is this? What is going on? I felt unhinged, you guys. I said I was gonna go all in. Like, I'm gonna share the real shit, because behind the scenes, I'm pretty woo-woo. Welcome back to the Boss Babe Podcast. I am Natalie Ellis. I'm your host for this episode. And okay, I wasn't going to record this, so let me set the scene. I took a couple weeks off of work. I got back onto our stand-up yesterday and our team was saying, how are you feeling? I was saying, yeah, I'm feeling great. I needed that retreat more than I knew. I needed that. And they were like, oh, I can't wait to hear more about it. Are you going to share on the podcast? And instantly I was like, no, I'm not sharing. It feels like something I want to keep private. And then I was making my coffee this morning and I thought, you know what? I talk about full transparency and I've been really open about my journey the last couple of years, especially why would I not share, you know, this experience that I've been through that has really fundamentally shifted me. And so here we are. I just poured, if you're watching on video, I just poured the biggest raw milk cappuccino. And I also have my Glossy. I am obsessed with it. I'm going to put my link in the show notes. It'll give you 15% off. It's so freaking good. It's a skin routine you can drink. It's got probiotics inside of it. It's amazing. But you know what I love the most? This is so niche. But when I'm drinking coffee as well as Glossy, so it's got like a light lemon taste, but it also has the tiniest bit of spearmint in. It completely gets rid of all of the coffee taste in your mouth. I know that is so niche and specific, but it makes your mouth just feel really fresh even when you're drinking coffee. And I'm like, I'm a details person. That detail matters to me. So anyway, that's where we're at. And that's what I'm drinking right now. And I've wrote down a couple notes of things that I'll share, but the way I want to approach this is honestly just like, okay, if I was catching up with a friend, what would I be saying? And that's how we're going to approach this episode. So I'm going to talk all about the retreat that I just attended and what that really has done for me and the shifts that it has brought upon me, because it has been really significant, you guys. So, okay, so before we dive in, I also want to let you know about a little thing that I'm doing. So you've probably heard of Brendon Burchard, especially if you're in the coaching and personal development industry. He is absolutely incredible. He has been my business mentor and friend for years and really helping us build Boss Babe behind the scenes. And I'm really, really excited because once a year, Brendon and I host a really special call for coaches, and it is coming up, we're going to show you exactly how to build a really successful coaching business in 2024. It's completely free. You're invited. And we're going to show you the simple proven framework used by world-class coaching experts so that you can really consistently attract and sign dream clients who are willing to pay what you charge and deliver really, really great results to keep your clients for the long haul. This is something I feel like people don't talk about. It's all well and good learning how to sign clients, but if you're not getting them results and no one's re-signing with you, there's kind of a leaky bucket in the funnel, right? And so we're going to teach you what it really looks like to keep your clients from the long haul. So whether you're brand new to coaching or you're actually already an established coach, but you're wanting to go to the next level, this would be amazing for you. It'll be about an hour. We'll walk you through things step by step. So if you want to sign up, it's totally free. Go to bossbabe.com/framework to join us. That's bossbabe.com/framework to grab your spot. All right, so let's dive in. So a couple of weeks ago, I flew to the UK, actually about 3 weeks ago. And one of the big purposes of flying there was Stephen and I had enrolled in a mastermind together. And there's two retreats that are part of that mastermind. I am such a big advocate of investing in myself. I invest in masterminds, retreats, coaching, therapy, courses. I invest so much money in my personal development, my business development, and with my relationship, it's no different. And speaking quite honestly, Stephen and I have been feeling just different since we had Noemi. You know, we're coming up Noemi's second birthday next month, which is wild. And we go through seasons of being so intimate and connected. and other seasons where it feels like we're just tag teaming and we're like housemates and not really, you know, intimate in our relationship. And it's really common seasons, you know, with seasons where it feels like Noemi's not sleeping. It feels like we're not connecting. And I'm not just talking about sex, but I mean like we're not connecting on that deep, intimate level that we used to before we had Noemi. And we both had recognized, hey, it feels like some months things are a 10 out of 10 amazing. And some months we're like passing ships. We're working, we're taking care of Noah. It's like tag teaming a lot. We know we want to have more babies. And we also know how important our relationship is to each other. And we just decided, okay, if we are really serious about our relationship being the most important thing, we have to invest in it. And so we invest in this mastermind so that we could both create intentional time together and be facilitated together and learn some new things together. And yeah, that was the big intention of it. So I was really excited to go to this retreat, but I was really, really nervous because we've never left Noemi, the two of us. And so we were leaving her with my sister-in-law and my cousin who, listen, I trust them beyond belief. Noemi absolutely loves them. I'm so grateful that I have family like that. So we have a house, as you guys know, in the countryside, in the Cotswolds, in the UK. So we were flying in a few days early so Noemi could get accustomed to that house again. And then our family was coming down and we were driving up to this retreat. And this all landed around the same time as the solar eclipse. And I feel like, I don't know, that just threw me off. And I think also knowing that I was going to this retreat, my nervous system started to recognize something was happening. My body started to recognize something was happening. And it felt like I was having so many emotions rise to the surface. And I was like, what is this? What is going on? I felt unhinged, you guys. So the week leading up to it, I felt all the feelings about leaving Noemi. I felt so anxious. And then I just started to feel really sad, really upset. I just was having waves of so much emotion and definitely was projecting some of that onto Stephen. Like, you know, I don't really want to go with this with you. Like, it feels like I don't want to leave Noemi. I don't feel great in myself. Like, I don't know that I want to spend a whole 4 days pouring into our relationship. I feel like I need time alone. Like, that's what was coming up for me. And I was just like really feeling it, really, really feeling it, to be totally honest with you. And when I was in the UK, I decided I was also going to take a break from work and I deleted the apps off my phone. And of course, I was still doing certain calls, but we didn't have any childcare and it was really just doing the bare bones. And I think slowing down a lot also, all of it being in the countryside where my nervous system feels most relaxed, plus the eclipse, plus knowing I'm going to this retreat, it just started to let so many things that I didn't know were there start to bubble up to the surface. And I'm like, okay, let's see. This feels like it's going to be a ride. So it was meant to be a 3-hour drive there. The trains run strike. So it was actually a 7-hour drive, which was a whole thing in itself. And so we got there late. I'm feeling really frazzled. And we get there and it feels like all these other couples are just like head over heels in love with each other and so connected. And Steve and I are like, we are fucking exhausted. We haven't slept in days. We're jet lagged. They had a 7-hour drive. Like, there's just a lot going on for the two of us. And already I'm looking around the room comparing myself like, oh, you know, is this really for me? Should I even be here? Maybe I need a retreat on my own so I can just recharge on my own. Maybe this isn't what I need right now. So like all this stuff was coming up and now I just really recognize it for what it was. And I'll get into that a bit more later. So yeah, all of this started to come up. So it was a 4-day retreat and it was just set in the most beautiful, beautiful place. It was on 300 acres. It was just so beautiful. You could feel the history of this place. It'd been in the family. It was kind of like a country estate, I guess. It'd been in the family for 87 generations. And you can just imagine the kind of history that a land like that has. And what's really beautiful is the family was really quite spiritual and put a lot of... Let's take a minute to talk about one of my favorite educational platforms, Masterclass. I have been referring back to this platform for years, and I love that you can simply log in and take inspirational classes from world-class coaches no matter where you are. If you haven't explored Masterclass yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I think you'll really love what you see. One of the latest classes I tuned into was Anna Wintour's class on creativity and leadership. She takes you into her office as Vogue's editor-in-chief, and it was so inspiring to learn about her leadership style, team culture, and how she encourages creativity in her team. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. There are over 200 classes to choose from, with new classes added every month. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe, masterclass.com/bossbabe.
I recently spoke on stage in Nashville in an event, and something that I had totally underestimated being up there in front of a ton of people in fancy clothes was whether or not my bra fit. And I think it's funny to say this out loud because I normally wear sweats, but being up there on stage, I was so grateful to have well-fitting clothes and a well-fitting bra that I felt comfortable in. So when I tried Skims bras for the first time a few months back, I realized how much I was missing a solid bra in my wardrobe, and I bought a bunch of them because I was like, I'm going to need this when I'm on stage. Now my go-to is their Fits Everybody push-up bra because it definitely holds its shape, it's super comfortable, and it hides under clothes. Skims is our podcast sponsor, and I'm so confident when I say that their bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but also how good they feel on. Now, they are basically the only bras I wear. I love the sand color because it goes under anything. You can even wear it with white and not see it. The straps are adjustable, and the material is the best for all-day comfort. If you're looking for a new bra that will work under practically everything and are so over that take your bra off the second you get home feeling, or like me, just never put one on in the first place because you wear sweatpants, you have to try Skims. Their bras are now available in 62 sizes from 30A to 46H. Shop Skims bras at skims.com. That's SKIMS.com. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, click podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. That's skims.com.
Took a lot of the history of that and just really put a lot of thought into the energy that that place is going to hold and the kind of transformation it's going to facilitate. And they had so many elements that was amazing. Like they had this arch of transformation. It was this old big stone arch that you walk through with alpha and omega signs on. And they say, you know, when you walk through that, the intention when we were putting this together and building it with these this old brick was that when you walk through it, you really are claiming the next transformation that you're going through. And every little detail of this place was absolutely incredible. And so that first day that we get there, Steve and I, and listen, I'm going to get a bit woo-woo with you guys. I said I was going to go all in. Like, I'm going to share the real shit because behind the scenes, I'm pretty woo-woo. I know I talk about business a lot, but behind the scenes, I'm pretty woo-woo. So Steve and I, that first night, there was a ceremony where we set up our temple together, which was basically just the space we'd be in the retreat. There were so many of us in the room. It's this really big room, but each of us had our own like sacred space. Set our intentions for what we wanted to get out of it. And then we did this fire ritual. It was beautiful. And I remember walking through that circle of transformation that first night and really my intention being, I'm ready to step into the next phase of myself, whatever that looks like. And I didn't have any idea what that looked like, but I've been feeling for a while that something's brewing. And so that was my intention. We did this beautiful fire ritual and we had so many ceremonies and all the things. So so the first night was that, and there was definitely a lot of crying. Like I felt like I was crying and I didn't fully know why. And then day two is when it all unraveled for me. And we did a lot of really deep somatic exercises and deep somatic processing. And it really hit me on that second day how much I've been holding. Being totally honest, I've just held and I've been holding a lot. And over the past couple of years, I have felt like there hasn't been a lot of space for me to have emotions or express. Like, you know, I've shared a lot about going through the business changes. Like that was very challenging. And I really, the whole time, would pride myself on bringing my best self to those conversations, or reacting in a way that I would be proud of. And that's all well and good, but I didn't realize that and so many different experiences that I've had, like, you know, taking over business, that was really not doing very well at all when I took it over, and completely reworking the whole team, the whole offering, like all of that. Plus, you know, coming out of postpartum, there's been a lot going on. I got some really, really hard family news a few weeks ago, and there's just been a lot going on. And I didn't realize how much I'd kind of just been telling myself that I was fine and pushing all of these emotions down, when actually I wasn't feeling fine at all. And that second day of the retreat, going into so many of those embodiment practices, expression exercises, deep somatic processing, started to bring up all of this old stuff that I didn't realize was there. And I mean, I'm talking stuff with my birth, pregnancy, postpartum, my relationship, business partnership, like all of it. And so many different kinds of emotions that I had just repressed and pushed down. And, you know, even with work, I hold a lot of space for a lot of people. I host a lot of CEO Mama retreats where I'm facilitating a lot of the time and holding space. You know, we run a lot of programs where I'm facilitating, I'm holding. I do it for a lot of family members, team members. It's been a lot. And this was the first time in a long time that I felt like I didn't have to hold for anybody else. And I just got to fully unravel and be in my own expression. And that was absolutely incredible. And I also, I had this realization of how much I don't necessarily tap into my full expression. You know, growing up, there wasn't a lot of place for me to have emotions in the household that I grew up in. It was a very, very turbulent house. And there was a lot of shame around certain emotions, or there wasn't space for certain emotions because they were already being taken up, if that makes sense. So I started to really realize, yes, I've been pushing things down. And I also, for growing up, didn't have a lot. So I kind of became quite stoic and quite able to just get on with things and not let things like really affect me and all those and all that. But actually, underneath all of those layers, and I feel like the past couple of years has been such a process of me delayering, underneath all of those layers was a lot of expression and was a lot of emotion. And I feel like I fully emptied out my body. That's the best way I can describe it. I fully emptied out my body of all the stuff that I'd been holding for so long. And it was fucking hard. Like, really hard. That first couple of days, I think I cried nonstop. It was just challenging to just feel it all and to let every emotion complete and not have to like jump out of something midway because I need to feed Noemi or take care of this or take care of that. Or like, there was none of that. There was no distraction. It was purely just me. And even though it was a couples retreat, I'm really glad that so much of it was individual and individual processing, because I really know I needed that. And for me and Stephen to come into a place of connection that we wanted to be in, I think we both needed to do our own individual work and have that space. Like, we were both just saying one of the mornings, sitting having coffee and breakfast without a baby screaming at us. Like, yes, we love our daughter. And it's been so long since we've had breakfast, just the two of us. And that is a conscious choice that we made, because I only wanted a certain level of childcare, and I have really wanted to spend every waking hour with my baby. That is a conscious choice. And it was just really nice to sit there and have this space, just the two of us. So yeah, it felt absolutely incredible. And I definitely just had this feeling of the last couple of years, I feel like have really worn me down. And I have worked so hard to turn things around. And at the same time, I just wonder, did I neglect part of myself in the process? You know, I was doing the therapy, I was doing the coaching, I was doing the things, and I didn't really have space to take a lot of time to reflect for me, because so much of it was so much of my life changed and needed to change in the business, and just lots of things changed. And I just realized, you know what, I think my light went out a little bit. And so that was just really beautiful to realize and to be able to see glimpses of it coming back. So that was really, really incredible. Like I said, it's always really powerful to just drop into the body and work through those emotions that we know the body holds. We know, we've heard, the body keeps score. The body holds all of this. The body is so intelligent that when we get our head out of the way and really drop in and do that work, it's powerful. And another big thing for me was rewiring my nervous system.
Okay, friends, I am through the sleeping baby years of my life, but I have found the best gift for friends who are pregnant or have little ones still in the baby phase. Dreamland Baby Co. is one of our podcast sponsors and is the only sleep sack I hear everyone raving about. So many of my friends with little ones use their swaddles or their sleep sacks, and I can totally see why. Dreamland Baby has the most incredible swaddles and sleep sacks for your little ones. They are 100% cotton, so soft, and they're made with their Cover Calm technology, which is an evenly distributed lightweight throughout the entire sleep sack. This design allows for your baby to fall asleep quicker and stay asleep longer because it mimics the same comforting feeling of a parent's touch or hug. The company was started by a mom and was created for moms because if your baby is sleeping well, you get to sleep too. And we all know that that is one of the toughest parts of our early motherhood journey. So if you're ready for better sleep for both you and your baby, or you're looking for an amazing gift for a friend who's about to have a baby, go to dreamlandbabyco.com and enter code BOSSBABE at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. This offer is for new and existing customers. That's dreamlandbabyco.com and enter code BOSSBABE at checkout.
You know, before I took over the business and made the changes that have been really great for my life, before that, the business was a lot and there was a lot going on in there. Let's put it that way. And my nervous system constantly felt like it was on high alert and wasn't safe. And I grew up in a very chaotic household and I had to do so much work to rewire my nervous system to not be wired for chaos. And I feel like that's been an ongoing journey for me. And I have gotten the business to a point now where it really doesn't feel chaotic. It actually feels so rhythmic and so good. But I still felt like my nervous system was a little jacked up from just all the stuff that it went through. And almost like things feel really, really good and have felt really good for a long time. But I think my window of tolerance had changed and almost shrunk. And I wasn't allowing myself to really feel and enjoy how good things had gotten. I had been in a place where I was kind of used to walking on eggshells and now I'm not. And my window of tolerance was very different then. And I was realizing that and doing a lot of rewiring over that weekend of actually things are really good. And I'm really proud of the work that I've put in and where we've gotten to. And that's just work too. There's like so many facets outside of that, just the whole way that I feel like I've rejigged my life. And I really need to expand my window of tolerance again so that I can let things feel really good, so that I'm not feeling in scarcity or I'm just not going back to that old patterning, which I can see creep in sometimes. I can see that fear creep in sometimes. I can see those old patterns creep in, and all of this is a practice. None of us are perfect and there's no real destination to get to, but I really realized that I was rewiring a lot of my nervous system over that weekend, and that was really powerful work. And actually, and I'm like sharing this before it's fully formed, so I'm just putting it out there. Listen, I told you I'm chatting to you as if we're just like best friends sitting having coffee. I really feel called to do more work with the nervous system. I have went through so many of my own iterations of rewiring my own nervous system. Growing up, I had no idea what it even felt like to have a calm nervous system because I grew up in such severe chaos and with a lot of trauma and things like that. And I didn't really learn what a calm nervous system felt like till I was in my 20s, till I started doing a lot of really, really deep work. And I feel like as life's evolved and honestly gotten better, I feel like I'm constantly rewiring my nervous system to hold more abundance, to hold more happiness, to hold more peace, to hold more joy. And that has been a really beautiful journey for me. And it was really great to see how far I'd come and how powerful the nervous system is. And it's interesting because I've been doing like retreats and work like this for a long time, but it's not always integrated and landed. Like, I remember I did a Joe Dispenza week-long advanced retreat quite a few years ago now, and one of the big downloads I got there was, you're going to work with entrepreneurs with the nervous system. And I was like, well, I don't know what that means, so I just kind of put it on the back burner. And I got that same download again this time round, and I'm still figuring it out what it means. But I've been definitely on a journey the last few years of trying to understand the nervous system intricately, and I'm doing even more work like that now. I've enrolled in a few more things to really intricately understand, because I know how to do it for myself, but I always want to help other entrepreneurs with this, where I really see themselves creating the same patterning over and over and again because of their nervous systems, or they don't have the freedom that they want because it's just not even available to them internally, so it's reflected externally. And I want to be able to take the work I've done on my own nervous system and share that with others. So I'm putting that out there as like it's not a formed thought, and maybe it's not for a while, but I do think that is going to form part of my work. I think the nervous system as an entrepreneur, and when we talk about money and safety and growth, is such a massive part of all of this. And we cannot talk about having freedom-based businesses without talking about having freedom in the body. And I think that comes from the nervous system. So that was a really big thing for me. And it felt like I could integrate a lot of stuff that I did with Joe Dispenza. And then, speaking of Joe Dispenza, so his retreat was absolutely amazing, and he brings a really scientific approach to all of the spiritual stuff. And so he has you in your meditations do a lot of Kundalini energy work and chakra work and things like that, but he describes it in a very scientific way. Like, one of the ways he talks about moving energy up your body into your pineal gland is actually moving spinal fluid up into your pineal gland. And when you're able to move it, it kind of knocks on the door of the pineal gland. And then when it goes through, that's when you have those full spiritual experiences. And I had that at Joe's, and my life has never been the same. I've been able to work with energy and move energy in such powerful ways since then. And this retreat, I would say the first 2 days were like just getting deep into shedding all of that emotion that I was holding. And the second 2 days was like fully getting into the woo-woo. We didn't take plant medicine for this retreat, and it was really just a lot of energy work and breath work and stuff like that when it comes to like the woo-woo stuff. But we did so much Kundalini breathing, we did so much chakra breathing, we like went deep into the woo-woo. And the experiences I had, you guys, were like, it's so hard to even put into words. I feel like I met God, I went into different dimensions. Like, it was absolute insanity. And I've done a lot of plant medicine too. So I've been there, I've gotten there through those realms. I've never gotten there purely through energy work or like Kundalini breath work or chakra breath work. It was absolutely insane. And so while the first two days were emptying out, I would say the second 2 days were filling up. So really, I feel like I filled up my body from such an energetic standpoint. I just felt so alive and turned on by life. And I just felt like my vitality came back. Like, it felt like it was the perfect time for me to do all this work. I don't think I've been ready to just like fully process everything, rewire my nervous system and fill up. Like, this was the perfect timing. So that was beyond, like, there's so much more I can say about that, but that was absolutely incredible. And again, just reiterated the power to me of our bodies. Like, there was no plant medicine involved, and to just get there through your own breath, your own body, your own energy, just shows how much magic is out there that we don't eat, that we can't even see, but that we are capable of tapping into. You all already know I'm so into manifestation and stuff like that. I always feel like I've manifested everything that I've got, and I've always been into manifestation, and this just took it to a whole nother level. I mean, we were doing sex magic, which is, that's probably a whole different podcast, but that is a form of manifesting through sex and a lot of Kundalini stuff and chakra work. Like, it was on another level, and I feel like I tapped into a whole different energy level that I didn't even know was available to me. Like, I've always been really interested in raising my frequency, my vibration, and manifesting from that place. But this kind of work that we were doing just took it to a whole nother level. So that was incredible. And then beyond that, Stephen and I just got to connect in such a deep way again. not as parents, but as husband and wife, as human to human. And it was absolutely incredible. I'm so grateful that we took that time for ourselves to be able to drop in and connect and really speak about how the last couple of years has been for both of us. And, you know, what we're excited about moving forward, what we're manifesting together as a family, what we both need individually that we're maybe not getting. And it was just really incredible. Like, we just spent all weekend as though we were like teenagers again, like fully in that honeymoon phase, and it still hasn't worn off. It still feels incredible. And I'm really just glad that we put that time in to do that, because it can be really tempting to just put your relationship on the back burner to deal with kids, deal with business, deal with day-to-day life, you know, like all this stuff. And it just felt really good to not do that. And it brought us so close. And we just got to see each other on such a different level and tap into each other's spirit and what we both are wanting out of this season of life and what we want to build together. And it was really, really special. So overall, I'm so, so glad that I did it. Every time I invest in myself like this, it pays off in dividends. And I feel like I could never have predicted going into this what would have happened. But it was amazing. So if any of you have more questions on this, like, I don't know how woo-woo I can get on this podcast. I don't know where we're at. So maybe get back to me, but maybe leave a review and be like, we want the woo. But so there's so many places I could go, but definitely I'm going to really maintain this and take it levels deeper myself. I'm really going to deepen my own spiritual practice, my own Kundalini practice, go even deeper into the nervous system work and figure out how I can share with others what I've been able to do for my own nervous system. So it's all brewing. Something's afoot, something's brewing, but it just felt really great. And then since then, you know, I've been kind of AWOL on social. I took another week off work essentially after that to just integrate. And I haven't felt called to be on social media. I've just felt like I'm in a really introspective place where I'm just figuring out what I want and what brings me joy and who I am outside of motherhood and being a wife and being a business owner. Like, who am I as this individual who has changed a whole lot over the last couple of years? And that's where I'm spending my time right now, is figuring out what brings me joy, what lights me up beyond all of those titles that I wear and all of those roles that I sit in. And so that's feeling really, really good. I'm just spending a lot of time investing in myself, and it feels like it's time. So I hope this was interesting. Maybe it inspired you to tap into something like this for yourself. It has got me so fired up about the retreat we're running in the UK, our CEO Mama retreats. Like, it really has got me so inspired about bringing even more depth to what is already incredibly deep experiences. But yeah, I'm excited. I appreciate you listening to me. I hope that it's maybe inspired something for you. And I'll see you next week. All right. Bye, you guys.